Welcome to our closing ceremony for the Fall Mountain Retreat. And we just want to tell you how much we enjoyed you spending some time with us. We hope that you enjoyed this contemplative, reflecting time, a time in which you unplugged from the world long enough to recharge your personal energy and to reinvigorate your human spirit. So at the end of the retreat, we gather together, those people that are with us, and we form a circle. And we stand and hold hands. We don't sing Kumbaya, though. And we just remind ourselves of the power of the circle. And we're all people who come together are part of the idea of wholeness. It's a great reminder to stand in a circle and to feel the symbolic and metaphorical power of that, to remind ourselves that we are whole. So the space that we've created, that you created, has become a cocoon of sorts. It's a nice, safe place to come to and to recharge your personal energy, to reinvigorate your human spirit. And it's a very safe place. And in the course of our time together, we come into this room and you just have a great sigh of relief. It's like coming home. So, but at some point, you'll be called back to re-enter the world. And we want to remind you to do that very gently. The world's actually a pretty crazy place these days. And now that you are centered and recharged and re-energized, you become the calm in the storm. And not only are you that way for yourself, but that way for others as well. So we remind you again to re-enter the world and to do it very gently. Take your time, pace yourself, healthy boundaries, and carry these things that you've learned from yourself about yourself with you the next leg of your journey. Well, one of the themes of a retreat, no matter what retreat you go on, is the idea of healthy boundaries. That certainly is true for our retreat, to recognize the importance of healthy boundaries and to put a few in place. So we'd like to remind you to make some time each day to meditate. Meditation is so important, especially in this day and age right now, where we live in a culture of distractions and things are constantly begging our attention and pulling ourselves away from where we need to be on a regular basis. So take some time to meditate. It really is a great grounding practice and also keeps you centered. And in doing so, you just become more stable in the course of the day and not so easily swayed by the winds of change. And practice of meditation, even if it's only for 5 minutes a day, to sit quietly and focus on your breathing, is a great way to stay grounded and to stay centered. And also, as we mentioned earlier in some of the meditations, to keep the balance between the ego and the soul. Again, just a reminder that the ego is not the bad guy. It is your bodyguard. We need a bodyguard here on planet Earth, but it is not meant to be the CEO, and that's where problems come in. So meditation practice is a nice way to remind ourselves for that. As part of this closing ceremony, we typically ask everyone to find someone in the room who they haven't gotten a chance to get to know very well and walk over to that person and say hi, introduce yourselves to them, and share with them one thing that you've learned about yourself or the most important thing that you've learned in the course of this time together. And this is actually one of the best parts of the closing ceremony because I think people could talk for quite some time. And since you're doing this by yourself, I'm going to ask you to take some time just to think to yourself, what is one or two things you've learned about yourself that are really significant that you want to carry with you? You know, in the process of a retreat, we do some cleaning. We remove or release, let go, cleanse of thoughts, attitudes, perceptions, beliefs that at one time may have served us, but now they no longer do. And we let go of those things. And that's also part of the domestication of the ego. We let go of those things and let the ego off to the side so we can let go of those things. And so we ask ourselves, what are some things we can remind ourselves that we learned and we can take with us so we can take take a closer step to our highest human potential. One of the nice things about doing this retreat with access to these podcasts and these pre-recorded sessions, and even some of the links to do this as well, is that you have access to this now on a regular basis. Usually when you go to a retreat, you don't. And so we'd like to remind you that if you liked these different sessions of guided mental imagery and the pre-recorded sessions, to feel free to revisit those on occasion. And if they give you strength and some guidance, then all the more power to use them again. One of the things I say at the closing ceremony at the end of each retreat is to tell a story about Joseph Campbell. It turns out that Joseph Campbell, a great cultural mythologist, was asked by Bill Moyers one time, is the human race on a hero's journey collectively, as are all the individuals that make up the human race, also on a hero's journey? And Joseph Campbell said, of course. And Bill Moyers was kind of surprised by the answer and a little bit wide-eyed. And he said, are we going to make it? And Joseph Campbell said, there's going to be a lot of bumps in the road, but I know how the story ends. And he kind of smiled very reassuringly. And it made Bill Moyers feel better. Well, just to review, in case you've forgotten, and if you haven't ever heard this before, Joseph Campbell talks about this idea of the hero's journey with three distinct phases. And the first phase is called the departure phase, where you kind of go from the known to the unknown. The second phase is the initiation, where you are put to the test. And I think it's fair to say that we as a human species are definitely in that stage right now. We're in the stage of initiation. We're put to the test and we're given a task to do, and we've got to do it well. The third stage is when we come back home, and we come back home to celebrate a task well done, and we share in the victory of everyone's celebration. And so when Joseph Campbell said, I know how the story ends, that's what he meant, that we are going to come to a place of returning home and celebration. But there's some work to do before then. So I just want to remind you that as tough as times may be, and we probably have a few more bumps in the road to get through, I too know how the story ends, and I see great things on the horizon. Well, there's one thing we also say at the end of our retreats is that it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun just to unplug from the world and to catch your breath, to renew your human spirit, to recharge your personal energy. This is actually a nice time. It's a nice time to do some self-care and to pamper yourself, and that's been great. And some people actually use the expression of wonder and fulfillment and happiness and bliss, and all those are true. But the expression, and this comes from a guy named Jack Kornfield, he says, after ecstasy, the laundry, which means that once we get done with all of this wonderful celebration, back to reality, we got to do the laundry and re-enter the world again. So just a reminder that this time, this period has been one of renewal, and that's the whole purpose of this. But we need to remind ourselves that we've got a little bit more cleaning up to do, the laundry, and then also to come back and to reemerge into the world and to maintain the sense of calm as we do. So having said all that, thanks again for being part of this most remarkable, magical weekend. Thanks for all you've done to do your part. And we look forward to seeing you sometime soon in person, I might add. So thanks again for being part of this. And we tend to close with a couple of salutations, where we say blessings, namaste, gratitude, and thank you. And for those who've been with me to Ireland, we also say safe home. So safe home. Thank you.